we invite to the show Cliff Woodards, criminal defense attorney and radio host of Your Turn with Cliff Woodards on 910 AM Superstation. Cliff is going to provide a bit of insight of what we can expect in the coming weeks and months when it comes to a sexual assault case of this nature. First off, Cliff, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. How are you?
Not a problem. Glad to join you this afternoon. How's it going with you guys?
Very well. As you can imagine, we have been busy bees since about 6 a.m. today. It is a big news day, unfortunately, here in the city of East Lansing. But Cliff, I want to attack this story and first off ask you, because one thing I wanted to ask Carol before we brought you on, and a big bugaboo that a lot of our listeners have and a lot of MSU fans have, is that it took 116 days since it was announced on February 9th that Michigan State and the football program was under some sort of sexual assault investigation. Cliff, why this long? Does that timeline shock you?
You know, normally it doesn't take that long. I have a case right now down here in Frank Murphy where the allegations were in November. In fact, it's a very similar case where multiple defendants assaulted a young lady. And this allegedly happened back in November of 2016. And my client has now just entered the court system as well. So it's not unusual that it can take this long. Most of the time it doesn't, though. And I certainly hope that the prosecution, I think you just said Carol on, I think and hope that in 6 months they have done their due diligence and they should have a solid case since it took this long.
Mm-hmm. Right, for sure. And you look at what's possibly going to come in the coming weeks, and many people are puzzled by that as well. We are expecting an arraignment when it comes to these three young men at the latest tomorrow. After that, Cliff, what happens in the coming weeks? Can you take us through a case of this nature when discussing sexual assault?
Well, they either will be assigned counsel or they will have retained counsel. That counsel will get what's called the discovery. That's all the police reports, the videos. If there was a rape kit done at the hospital of the young lady, they'll have the results of that. Defense counsel will then meet with the clients to go over what the police and the prosecution have on them in the way of evidence. And, you know, one of the things when you have sexual assault cases such as this, where the lady is saying that it is non-consensual and the guys are saying that it is, unfortunately, it can come down to he say versus she say. And it depends on who the jury is going to believe. The circumstances of this particular case, if I understand them correctly, that there was a party, and at this party, undoubtedly, alcohol was served, and apparently she went in, she was talking to Mr. King at some point in time, knew that he was a football player, and he got her into the bathroom, at which point, you know, some sexual conduct happened. She said that she didn't want the sexual conduct. She's saying that he pulled her pants down, penetrated her, and then opened the door and allowed his two friends to come in. And she was forced to perform oral sex on them. She then collapsed. And at that time, she didn't know that Mr. King had videoed the encounter. And so those are the allegations that were made to the judge earlier this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sounds tragic. It sounds horrible. But, again, those are just allegations at this point. You know, as defense counsel, they have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. I'm not sure what the young men are alleging that happened. I think one of them eventually did admit that he did. I think it was King, admit that he did have sexual contact with the young lady. But it's going to turn on whether or not it was consensual or it was forced.
Have you ever been involved with a case, Cliff, that had the component of a video capturing the alleged sexual assault on camera? And if so, how do you deal with something like that?
Many times. I had a case as recently as last year, where there was video involved in the case. And the defendant, my client, actually shot the video. That case didn't go to trial as a result. Tragically, the victim wound up dying in a traffic accident before we could get to trial.
Wow.
But in this day and age, as you guys know, there is video everywhere. And if not with cameras attached to buildings, people are recording things that you wouldn't have thought that they would have decided to put to film or digital film, if you will, 20 years ago. It's a new age, a new society in where we live, that people want to record these things and then distribute them to their friends. One of the defendants is charged with disseminating that video to someone else. So this generation, what they're doing now is not what your grandparents used to do, for sure.
You can say that again, Cliff. If you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we have about 5 minutes left here. We are chatting with Cliff Woodards, criminal defense attorney and radio host of Your Turn with Cliff Woodards on 910 AM Superstation. So when evaluating this and steps moving forward, Cliff, you know, this is an interesting case because it's very high profile. And you're dealing with three athletes who formerly now played with a Division I university. Can you put in perspective the hoopla that comes with a case like this, and how do you deal with the attention? Have you dealt with a high-profile case like this yourself?
Many cases down here in Wayne County and Frank Murphy, I have dealt with high-profile cases. I have a couple on my docket. Those are homicide cases right now. But, you know, sometimes you want to present your clients in the best possible light if this case goes to a jury trial. So you're careful as to what statements you make to the jury or to the potential jury when you're talking to the media. But you really, at the end of the day, you treat the case as you would any other. These young men, again, are presumed innocent until a jury of 12 people says otherwise. And so even though it's a high-profile case, it is a case no different than any other. They deserve to have the best possible treatment, like all defendants would. Yes, the media is going to be inundated with it. Every time these young men go to court, there will be cameras. And so you want to make sure that they are captured in the best possible light, make sure they're dressed appropriately and decently when they come to court. And just admonish them to be respectful and professional at all times.
Cliff Woodards, again, criminal defense attorney and radio host of Your Turn with Cliff Woodards on 910 AM Superstation. Cliff, I assume you'll be on the air later on tonight, right?
I will, 7 o'clock on 910 AM. Thank you so much for the shout-out.
Cliff, my man, 50 grand. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, guys.
We'll be in touch. You got it.
All right, bye-bye.